off hour number three of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, though we do have a guest on the line with us right now, and so calls for our guest will be taking preference, of course, at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net, toll-free line. Barry Cooper is back on the line with us here. We actually it's a little unusual for us to start an interview right before the hour changes over, so we actually sort of have just started talking to you about the war on drugs, but we haven't really gotten into the meat of why we have you on here tonight, Barry. I mean, obviously, we're going to continue talking about the insane war on drugs, but also I want to talk about your video, the DVD that you've got available at NeverGetBusted.com. It's Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again, and what's the purpose of your video, Barry?
The purpose is to significantly and dramatically reduce the chances of U.S. citizens being locked in a government cage when they have illegal substances in their cars, specifically marijuana.
I think, and I've actually had the chance, Mark, both Mark and I have had the chance to view the video. I want to go over a few different things about it with you. I've got a bone to pick with you. I think we're going to agree on 99% of everything we're talking about here tonight. But there's 1% of it that I definitely want to get into with you on. But the reason I'm sort of in a rush here is we've already got calls on the line for you, Barry. It's usually takes a while when we have a guest on the phones to actually generate some phone calls for him. But we've got guys waiting very patiently. Before we get to those calls, let's have a little bit of information from you, Barry, on your history in law enforcement. Where did you come from?
I started Kilgore Police Academy, wound up dispatching for Gladewater Police Department. 1 year later, I moved to Big Sandy Police Department, where we had 5 miles of highway. I trained my own narcotic detector dog and made over 100 narcotics arrests in 2 years. And at that time, Permian Basin Drug Task Force in Odessa, Texas. We had jurisdiction in 17 counties. They hired me to work narcotics there. And then I got called back by Gladewater Police Department to come head their narcotics unit. And that's where I ended my career.
So you've had quite a varied career in the drug side of law enforcement. You were one of the best as far as turning over arrests, and that's why you were hired. And it's a sad career because you put a lot of people in prison that, as you put it in your video, Never Get Busted Again, that they were good people. These weren't people that were harming anyone. They just had some drugs on them.
That's exactly right. When any time there's 750,000 people a year arrested just for marijuana, we don't have 750,000 people a year that belong in a cage.
Nope.
Do the math. It's crazy.
I do
so far. The legal side effects of what I did caused more harm on the person and the families than the side effects of the drugs they were taking.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, the government, of course, would suggest that somehow kids who have parents that smoke pot are better off with their parents sitting in a jail cell. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what's been going on here. Barry, we're going to talk more about the video, your history, and I want to find out what turned you around. What was the element? What was it that happened that helped you realize that what you were doing was wrong? But first, let's go to the phones and talk to some of these people that want to ask you questions and talk to you. Let's go to Neil in Florida, who is listening on WFTL. Hey, Neil, you're on with Barry Cooper.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Question.
Hello, Neil.
Hey, how are you, Barry?
Doing good,
question,
sir.
Question for you. Everybody's got opinions, and obviously you're entitled to yours, but from what I know of your video, it seems to teach people how to detect things like undercover officers, informants, so on and so forth. Am I mistaken?
Yes, you are. Now, I'm going to do a video called Never Get Raided. It's in production now, and that will teach how to spot undercover officers and informants. But the video I've got out now, no, sir, that's not on there.
Okay. Well, here's the problem that I have, Barry, that I think is important for the listeners to understand. Number one, you're basically coming on here and saying that cops that work narcotics are bad, that these guys aren't doing it to help society, they're doing it because of adrenaline. And, you know, it's nice to have opinions, but to make a blanket statement about law enforcement like that is horrendous.
Well, I said most officers do that for the adrenaline rush. And it's not an opinion. That's what's important. That right. It's not 1950 anymore. We're in 2007. In the 1950s, we didn't have the facts and the evidence on this war on drugs, and people developed opinions and beliefs. It's 2007, and anybody that researches the facts, anybody that researches the evidence, now it turns into a fact. These aren't my opinions. These aren't my beliefs. This is the truth.
And now, quick question for you, Neil. But now you're
going to turn around and put a video out that, in essence, could endanger cops' lives.
Okay, cops
why are the cops? Hold on, let me jump in here. Why are the cops' lives so much more valuable than the people
exactly,
who they're putting in jail?
Exactly.
Whatever. Listen, here's the facts. If you do your research. Here's a guy that made 200 arrests in 2 years. That's 4 months. That's one a week. That's hardly a top cop in the North.
800 arrests.
He made more than 200 arrests. But are you a law enforcement officer, Neil?
Pardon me?
Are you a Leo?
I most certainly am.
You are a Leo. Okay, so you're a drug warrior, Leo. So you're actually telling us
Here's a guy that was a cop for 8 years who went to sell cars, who became a preacher, and now he's selling videos. I mean, come on.
You're just attacking me. There's nothing wrong with me selling cars. That's legal. There's nothing wrong with selling a DVD.
There's nothing wrong with good cops that are out trying to do their job.
They're not doing good, though. They're putting innocent people in prison cells, Neil.
They're throwing
people in the clink for having a piece of plant in a baggie. That's insanity, sir.
So if someone does a search warrant on a house, and inside that house is a gang who's trafficking in narcotics, they're responsible for murders, and they recover lots of drugs, they recover lots of weapons that were on the street, that's not doing any good, right?
No, those gangs wouldn't have to be there if the drugs were legal. They wouldn't have the guns to protect their stashes.
Right. How many gangs are selling aspirin, Neil?
Right. So in other words, you guys would rather go down to the city park with your children and have a guy on the bench next to you doing dope.
They're already there doing it.
Right.
Well, in most city parks, it's against the law to drink, sir.
It's going to make it a lot better. The problem is there are people like you, Cooper, we're trying to capitalize on something that is absolutely ridiculous.
The problem is, Neil.
It's ridiculous that you're not researching the facts and the evidence, and you're doing just like I did.
I can look at your history. It's available and see where your credibility.
We're not talking about Barry's history. And Barry's plenty credible. We're talking about the war on drugs and what's wrong with it.
Sir, what's your name?
It's Neil. Neil.
Okay, hey, Neil. Listen, real quick, Neil. The first thing you will learn, a debate class would be really good for you in college because it teaches you to research your own evidence. And one of the first things I learned in debate class is when the other party begins assassinating your character, that means they're losing the debate. We're trying to be logical. We're trying to be reasonable. If you put your emotions aside.
I understand that. But when you're trying to push your views based on your espoused history and what you claim to have done in law enforcement, then that's an issue. They're not claims.
See, there's another attack. Listen, the federal government has investigated me and the news media has investigated me enough. Now the truth is out there. I am who I say I am. That's old news.
No one's saying it's that your name's not.
What do you got, Neil? Do you have actually anything about the war on drugs? Are you just going to keep attacking Barry's character? Because as Barry pointed out, it's perfect evidence that you got nothing if you're just attacking his character.
No, because what Barry would rather do is come on here and say that cops are bad, number one.
He didn't say that.
Oh, he said
that cops get adrenaline rushes off of kicking in doors.
He didn't say cops are bad.
Cops get into the business because they usually want to help people. Then they find out that they get a rush off of busting people.
You know, Ian and I were sitting in the room when a Delta Task Force officer said exactly the same thing to me.
What he said was that they're not in it to help the people. They're not in it to help those families. That's what he said.
And that's true. I've talked to other cops.
I've taught over 1,000 law enforcement agents across the state of Texas. By the way, if I weren't credible, they wouldn't have me as an instructor teaching how to catch drugs.
Barry, hang on. We got more calls for you.
Okay.
Neil, thanks for the call. Appreciate the attempt. 800-259-9231. It's just amazing. Barry's not the first cop, former law enforcement officer, that has told me that cops are all about the adrenaline rush.
We both heard it together at the same time in a recording studio.
Former DEA agent. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you, though we would prefer calls for our guest, Barry Cooper. He is a former law enforcement officer for quite a long time. How many years was it, Barry, that you were in law enforcement?
8 years.
8 years in law enforcement, the vast majority of those, I believe, involved in the narcotics division. And
yep. Yes, sir.
You've now gone into, you've been in the private world for a while, and you've now come out with a brand new DVD. It's Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. And we've had the chance to watch it. I want to jump back in. We're going to get it back into these calls because they're still waiting for you. But I want to talk a little bit more about you, Barry, here in just a moment. But first, does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can get our archives online for free. Barry, this archive is going to go up tonight. We're going to have a special, we're going to cut out your interview, and it's going to be put up on the front page of the website so everybody can download it at their convenience. Now, we just got off the phone with Neil in Florida, a law enforcement officer. And, wow, you used to be like him, didn't you, Barry?
Yes, sir. I was worse than him.
Really?
Oh, I was conservative, Mr. Moral. I had my stuff together, and by golly, if you did marijuana or any of the other three substances, you were the lowest form of life on planet Earth. I believed my teachers.
Hmm. And they lied, didn't they, the teachers?
Oh, absolutely they lied. All anybody's got to do is watch Reefer Madness or the shows that are coming out on Discovery Channel about how safe marijuana is. And they'll know you've been lied to. I really believed it was a demon weed. You can't overdose on it. I think you've covered this in your show extensively. But it's a safe plant, and we're still caging Americans because of this safe plant.
Even if someone claims that it's not safe, they can't claim that it's anywhere near as dangerous as alcohol, which is legal.
Oh, that's exactly right. People overdose on alcohol every night and get crazy and fight with their wives and scream. And I would much rather arrested 500 people intoxicated on marijuana than one drunk, because the marijuana smoker does not cause you any problems. They're non-combative. It's a great drug to help with aggression. In fact, I really believe this, and I'm not just being funny. I think people on probation for violent crimes or burglaries or things of that nature should be prescribed marijuana and have to take it instead of going to jail for peeing dirty for marijuana.
Interesting.
I've heard a correctional officer say that he wishes that they gave out a stipend of marijuana to all the inmates.
Absolutely. If the people in prisons had to smoke marijuana every day, you would not have the violence. It is a totally nonviolent drug. In fact, it discourages violence.
I wouldn't
alcohol
make them
violent.
Do it, but I don't think you'd have to convince most of them.
Yeah, what else you got to do, right? So, now, Barry, you were in a narcotics squad. You were just a vehement drug warrior. You believed everything they fed you, and you busted hundreds of people, many of them just for simple possession. And some of them were drug dealers as well. But most of them, I mean, of the people you busted, how many of them were violent? How many of them were dangerous criminals?
Well, like I said, for 8 years, and my record is out there. I worked deep undercover and bought and sold kilos of cocaine. In fact, one of my specialties was a reversal where I pose as a drug dealer that has 10 kilos of cocaine, and I lure in $150,000 cash, and we wipe them out for the cash. I never got shot at, not one time. I never got injured in the line of duty. It's actually a whole lot safer than what's being claimed. Hollywood makes narcotics work look dangerous. We have the element of surprise. It's not dangerous like they say. In fact, the statistics are out. It's more dangerous to work a traffic accident than to work narcotics because of the road blockage, and a lot of cops are getting
interesting.
Done.
Well,
yeah.
Now that said, though, to be fair, when it comes to the narcotics world, and I've been somewhat close to some of it, there are. In the marijuana business, at least, it's pretty safe. You go to get up into cocaine, you get up into high-level deals, then you could get into some trouble, certainly. But then again, it's all because it's illegal that there's any element of danger at all. I'm pretty sure that when Merck and Pfizer are selling big boxfuls of palletfuls of aspirin to Walmart, there's nobody standing around with a hand in their back pocket.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
you hit the nail on the head.
It's
the
illegality.
That people are killing people over the cocaine and the heroin and the methamphetamine is because it's illegal and it's in the hands of the Al Capones, like you guys mentioned earlier. That argument is so easy to make. It troubles me that we have to repeat it over and over and over just to get somebody to believe it.
Well,
when
it's amazing.
Totally makes sense.
Like a call like Neil earlier, he just isn't listening. He's not even interested in hearing what you have to say.
No, sir, and that's called emotion. They're allowing their emotions to get in the way, and they haven't been trained. They haven't been taught how to put their emotion aside. It's called being objective and listening to the evidence and listening to the facts and making a decision based on that, not the emotion.
And they're not trained for that. We've had some Leos on this show who very clearly said to us they don't have to. They don't want to think about the laws that they're enforcing. They just enforce the law. Their job is to enforce the law, and that's it. There's no need to think about the laws I'm enforcing.
Okay, those are the same cops that if they were police officers back in the slave days, it was a law that when a slave escaped, he was to be captured and whipped almost to death and sometimes to death. That's that same attitude that says, okay, well, it's a law, so let's beat the guy to death.
Right, or, you know,
in Nazi Germany.
It says that the Nazis had to, catch the Jews. I mean, does that mean that it's okay because it was the law at the time,
sir,
that they were just doing their job? It didn't work at Nuremberg, and it doesn't work now.
I want to find out from you, Barry, what your turnaround point was, but I also want to go to the phones first. So let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Bill, you're on with Barry Cooper.
I knew Neil was an officer the second he started talking.
Yeah.
listen, and please, Barry, don't mix up conservatism with that guy, because I'm politically conservative. I'm socially liberal. I don't smoke marijuana, don't care to. I probably wish people didn't, but marijuana will never be legal until you get Merck and Lilly and those people out of the way. Why would they want such a great medicinal product on the market that would be inexpensive that you can grow yourself?
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry, just to jump in on that, aspirin isn't, aspirin is very inexpensive, and they want that on the market. But, Barry, your answer?
I think he hit the nail on the head, if I heard the question right. There was a little...
Let me add to it real quick, Barry. That's only part of it. This isn't even why I called. The other thing is, if you have a huge lobby with the drug companies. You also have a huge lobby in the insurance industry. If you could convince people that marijuana addiction is a disease like they've somehow managed to do with alcohol, you'd probably be able to make it legal, too, because then we'd get insurance money to pay for rehabilitation.
Well, there's no such thing as marijuana addiction. You cannot get addicted to marijuana.
No, and there's no doubt in my mind, because I have a 1,000 friends who smoke marijuana, and it does change their personalities. But that's okay, because you're right. It is calming and soothing. What I wanted to ask you real quick was, if somebody very close to me was busted and did 8 years in federal prison, and it involved marijuana, and he basically had a guy like you hang out with him for over a year and convince him to sell him more and more and smoke, did cocaine, did LSD.
I want you to explain the question a little bit more. If you can hang on, we're going to bring you back with Barry Cooper. He's nevergetbusted.com is the website. We're going to talk more about his video on the way. Your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When you're car shopping, you deserve a reliable car, a safe car, a car that performs. You deserve to know the cost of maintaining your car, and you deserve to get the best price. That's the Consumer Reports Bill of Rights. Now you can exercise your car buying rights by getting unbiased ratings with the annual auto issue of Consumer Reports or at toppicks.consumerreports.org. Discover what's next in auto safety, which manufacturers make the best vehicles, how to use the web to do research and avoid car buying mistakes. Learn which cars rank highest in owner satisfaction and which are the most reliable. Plus, we'll tell you the best and worst used cars. Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to toppicks.consumerreports.org. That's toppicks.consumerreports.org. Or pick up our annual auto issue on the newsstand, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's the wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Our listeners have created over 1,000 pages of unique content, and you can go there and you can edit it for yourself if you want to. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Joel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often.
Commercials.
And how to...
Barry, you're actually... Can we put Barry back on hold for just a moment here?
And how to develop passive income streams. The key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for us here. If you've got a question for Barry Cooper, he is a former law enforcement officer. He is now releasing a DVD. He's coming out in a major way against the war on drugs. The DVD is Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. His website, nevergetbusted.com. Want to talk some more about the DVD, of course. Mark, you and I have both had a chance to watch it at this point.
It was excellent.
It was very well produced. And also talk about Barry's history as a law enforcement officer. But we actually ended the last segment with Bill and Indy with a final question for Barry that he didn't quite have a chance to get out. So, Bill, I want you to ask your question of Barry again as we bring him back on the air with us. Bill and Indy.
Yep. Hey, I think I just saw Neil drive by in a police car with his family doing 80 miles an hour on the interstate. Which I'm about tired of seeing, by the way. That's our nice law-abiding enforcers. Anyway, Barry, I think what my question is, I'll ask it and I'll listen if you want. Someone very close to me was busted and was basically partied with two officers for well over a year, and then they started saying, well, get me some of this. And he's like, okay, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and finally the last time they said, look, we got a lot of money, we want a big amount. Just set it up.
Did he know they were cops or were they undercover?
Oh, no, he didn't know they were cops.
Okay.
Of course not. And then he said, okay, but look, after this, I'm done. So they said, all right, look, we got him. Let's do this one big bust. So they got the whole transaction set up and everything. And then these two guys literally got stoned, did LSD, got drunk, hung out at his house, stayed with him, slept in his house, ate his... and partied with his drugs and their drugs that they bought from him and his friends, and then turned around and busted him.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I don't think you should be doing drugs or anything, but I just got a problem with that. And that was before he got busted. I just got a problem with officers being able to partake in something that's completely illegal. Just I'm not so sure I agree with people going undercover with mobsters. There's something wrong. It's hypocrisy.
Bill, well, thank you for the call. I'm going to let Barry respond to you. Thank you, sir. Barry?
I'll respond really quick. Police are not supposed to use narcotics when they work undercover, but as your story suggests, sometimes they do, and you're right, it's wrong.
You know, there's a lot of things that police do that they aren't supposed to do that the drug war empowers and encourages them to do. And the fact is that the money, because these drugs are illegal, makes the profits extreme, means there's a lot of money in the hands of the so-called criminals, and they're more than willing to work hand-in-hand with the police, maybe give them a few bucks to look the other way, maybe give them a few thousand dollars to give them a little protection. There's all kinds of corruption that goes on. And I can only imagine, Barry... what sort of corruption did you come across while you were on the force?
Most of what I saw was the taking of money and illegal searches.
You got a drug bust or you got a cash bust going on where there's $200,000 laying out there in front of you. It's tempting to grab a stack of cash and shove it in your back pocket, isn't it?
Of course.
And a lot of people...
I don't have a lot to comment there. I will say this.
Go ahead.
You said it exactly right. Is there another question?
All right, yes.
I think my evasiveness of that question answers the question better than me talking about it.
It sure does. Now, Barry, you were a drug warrior. You were a vehement anti-drug guy in the early 1990s, in your early 20s. You believed everything they told you about drugs, all the lies that the government told you. At what point did it change for you? At what point did you start to realize something was amiss?
Well, I started when I was 21, so I was a fairly young officer. At the time, I was the youngest officer working for or ever hired by the Permian Basin Drug Task Force, so I didn't have a family and kids. And as I was crashing these doors in, I noticed the terror in their face, and I started thinking, hey, this is wrong. And then when I searched their house and I found the kids had straight A's, you know, I'd find their report cards, and the father had a job in the oil field, and the mother had a little hair-cutting business on the side. So my conscience started getting to me at that point. However, my need for the adrenaline, the peer pressure and the acceptance from the other officers when I made a good drug bust, and the need for that fame overrode my good conscience. Now, when I quit law enforcement and started raising my own family, I started... you know, thinking, golly, what if somebody crashed in my door right now? And by the way, that did happen to me on a civil matter.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had police come into my house and put bruises on my daughter during the custody battle, the whole time yelling at my new wife, if you interfere, you'll go to jail. And I was listening to all this on the phone, listening to my kids scream. So I've been the product of an unreasonable search. So I basically was getting some of my own medicine. And then it was topped off when I was arrested for not returning two DVDs on time in a little small town called Winona, Texas. That made national news. Of course, they dismissed the charges, but I still had to go to jail for this. Mm-hmm. And through that whole process of me encountering law enforcement and then remembering back to how horrible I was, I started experimenting with marijuana. I'm like, gosh, it's a lie what they said. And at that point, that's when I began doing the research. The Internet's full of good information. The library's full of good information. And so it was a gradual change.
Sure.
It wasn't all at once. But here's the key ingredient that a human being needs to understand that this war is crazy. They need good conscience, good sense, and do the facts and the research and put your emotions aside, and within a short period, you too will switch over and agree that this war is unjust and we're harming families.
Anybody who has a bit of sense in their head that can put aside the rhetoric, can put aside the propaganda for just a moment and take a serious look at this war on drugs has to come to the same conclusions that we all have here, and that is that it's wrong to put our friends and family members, that's what this war is against, it's our friends and family members, it's wrong to put our friends and family members in a jail cell for wanting to get high.
A long time ago, cops were respected. People hate cops now, and cops can't understand why they're so hated, and most of it has to do with this war on drugs.
Absolutely.
When you have that many people in jail, when 1 in 32 adults are either on parole, on probation, or in prison, you've affected every American life out there, not just the person in prison. So the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters are looking at the cops saying, you're the one who put my brother in jail, you put my father in jail, I don't like you anymore.
This is something, I'm glad you're backing me up on this, Barry, because this is something I've suggested before on the air, and that is that ending the war on drugs will do a lot to put the police back into the peace officer position, to the respected position where people actually appreciate seeing the cops instead of getting a rush of fear whenever they see the police pull up behind them. Now, Barry, we need to talk about your DVD. NeverGetBusted.com is the place people can go to order it. It's Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. Mark and I, we both watched it over the last couple of days. I thought it was very well produced. Lots of great information in there. To be honest, though, it's more of a beginner's DVD. For instance, Mark and I, we've been following the war on drugs for a long time, so we sort of knew some of the things, though I did pick up information that I didn't know.
I saw stuff in there that made me feel like that was worth the purchase price right there.
I think there's a couple
of real great nuggets in there that are even the most advanced person could appreciate.
It's definitely worth it. It's $24.99, Barry, on your
website? That's $24.95.
It's definitely worth it. We're going to bring Barry back. We'll put him on hold. Come back with someone. Sounds like somebody pick up the phone there.
Dialing Mars.
800-259-9231. More on the way with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Not even going to bother getting out the numbers. We are loaded up with calls here for Barry Cooper. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show. You want to help support the program. You should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Great way to help Free Talk Live. Get the message out of freedom and liberty to as many radio stations, as many internet connections as possible. Get all the details. amp.freetalklive.com. And also, get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Coming up next week, you'll be able to meet John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Sharon Harris, and many more pro-liberty individuals. Get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go back to Barry Cooper, he is the CEO of Never Get Busted Again, former law enforcement officer for 8 years, served most of the time on the narcotics squad, busted hundreds of individuals for various different narcotics-related so-called crimes, and then he came to the realization that what he was doing was hurting other people and not helping them. He's now come out on the side of good, on the side of freedom. And I believe you're calling yourself the most trusted name in anti-prohibition, Barry. And I think that's very interesting. We're talking about your DVD. It's Never Get Busted Again at NeverGetBusted.com. And I liked it. I thought it was very entertaining. It kept my attention. I put it in thinking, oh my gosh, 90 minutes. I hope this isn't too dry. I hope this isn't too boring. I hope it's not a lecture. And it wasn't. It was cool. There's a variety of different sections to the DVD. You start out with, I think it's concealing your stash in your vehicle. Then there's a section on profiling and how that whole thing works and what you used to do as a law enforcement officer on the highways. You showed what would alert you onto certain vehicles and why certain vehicles you would just completely ignore. I found that absolutely fascinating. Mark, any highlights of what you enjoyed from the DVD?
I like he gave some pointers on where to hide stashes.
Right.
And I thought that was useful information.
Absolutely. And Barry, as I pointed out, we're probably agreeing on 99.9% of the things on this particular show. But the one thing that I wanted to nitpick you with a little bit about was the section of your video where you advocate that people consent to searches.
Yeah, let me talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up. I knew that would be controversial when I put that out there. On the DVD, and I stand behind it, my recommendation is if you have a small amount of marijuana hidden really well in your vehicle, it is better, in my opinion, to give permission to search, because the officer will check the trunk, glove box real fast, some of these high-profile areas. If nothing's there, you can go down the road. If you refuse consent to search, the call goes out over the radio. We have a refusal. We have a refusal. And that's when the canines show up and the 10 other cops, and they really tear your car apart. Now, if you have a large amount of narcotics, refuse consent. If you don't have any narcotics, refuse consent. If you have a bag of marijuana in your glove box, refuse consent. But if it's hidden really well, If you want to stay out of jail, my suggestion is to give them permission to search until this country realizes the power they have when they refuse consent. And we launched, we started Friday. I sent out an e-blast to all my customers and Barry's Buds of NeverGetBusted.com. We're going to help Americans realize their power in that by providing a web page that maps where they are more than likely to encounter an interdiction officer in the U.S. And when you click on your area, if there's a tab there, it will rate that officer's willingness or unwillingness to break the Fourth Amendment rights. And
that
I
is fantastic.
Made the first,
That's fantastic. That idea.
I made the first entry talking about an officer, this constable that's a volunteer up on I-20, and I explained in my entry that I know this officer will cause a dog to false alert, and I posted that because I actually watched a video of that happening when I was hired as an expert witness 3 years ago.
Now, this actually leads me into something, Barry, and something I wanted to touch on here, and we're so short on time, we've got a bunch of callers waiting to talk to you. But something I want to touch on, there's a little bit of controversy about you and Never Get Busted, and some people are upset with the fact that you're charging money for this information. And I just think that, you know, the people that say, well, Barry, you should give all this information away for free, and you're giving a lot of it away for free here on Free Talk Live, and I think what those people are doing is they're being very unfair. There's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with making a profit, and as an example of why, it's that you can take your profits and reinvest them into your business to come out with, as you put out, you said you're going to do another DVD, Never Get Raided Again, and I think we should have you back on Free Talk Live when that comes out, if you don't mind.
No, the next one we're going to do before that, now that was in production, but within 6 months we're going to release the 50-50 DVD. I have to do a portion of the filming in Canada. We're going to have 50 people in a room drinking alcohol all night and 50 people in a room smoking pot all night, and we'll interview and do field sobrieties because our government's not allowing experiments with marijuana. You get busted for that. Well, I'm going to show the American people the difference between the two. But as far as making money, the root of the critics about me making money on this, the root is jealousy.
Yep.
They either wish they would have done it or they're not business people and they're broke. People who have money that figured out how to get money do not criticize me about making money.
Absolutely.
I have to feed my wife and kids. I'm using the money to travel around. In fact, I'm working out a deal to travel to Florida. My speaking fee is free. I'll be speaking to some universities down there.
That's great.
We're using this money to raise my family, to put out more products, and to travel, and hopefully we're the catalyst, one of the catalysts in ending this war on drugs.
I think it's awesome because that's what it took for Free Talk Live, just as a personal example. Free Talk Live spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, and we're doing it most effectively because we're in search of a profit. All these other guys are non-profit entities. They don't care about making money. They don't care if the things get done on time. Doesn't matter to them. So I'm with you, Barry. I think it's great what you're doing, and there's nothing wrong with charging for it. The information's excellent. Barry, we've got a barrage of phone calls here. I definitely want to have you back when your next DVD comes out, so be sure you get in touch with us. And I'm actually on your newsletter, so I'll know when it happens. But you can get signed up for Barry's newsletter at NeverGetBusted.com. Great way to keep in touch with him and find out what's going on. But we're going to go through essentially a fire round of calls. Our callers are ready with questions for you. Try to get the answer. They're going to have them ask their questions as quick as possible, and let's try to get the answers as quick as possible so we can get through as many as we can. Here we go. Let's talk to Kevin in Texas. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
You're on with Barry. Quick question.
Yeah, Barry, I just want to say thanks for coming on and sharing this with everybody. And my question is basically on, like, the conspiracy theories behind, you know, people getting busted on conspiracy to manufacture, like, methamphetamines, conspiracy to use drugs. I mean, you got a lot of people out there going to jail for 5 to 20 years. Matter of fact, I just got out of federal prison for a 5-year sentence on hearsay. The government had no evidence against
me. It's an absolute sham. Kevin, thank you for the call. Barry, your thoughts on conspiracy charges?
It's just another tool our government has to put more people in jail. Unjustifiably.
Right, without evidence. Let's go to Russ in Texas. You're on with Barry Cooper. Hello, Russ.
Yeah, quickly. These guys take an oath to defend the Constitution, not to keep their job. And why is it that you didn't bring up to that other police officer that, while he's defending the drug war, the largest importer of illegal drugs in the world is the frickin' CIA?
Thanks for the call, Russ. Barry, your response.
I didn't have enough time to educate him on some of those things. In fact, it was on the Discovery Channel, a documentary. Ronald Reagan, Ollie North, and several other officials were found guilty for smuggling cocaine in a court of law in Costa Rica, and their punishment was they weren't allowed in that country as long as they lived. They were busted during the Iran-Contra affair. I don't have a problem with our government smuggling cocaine to help us in a war, but I have a problem with them smuggling cocaine to help us in a war while they're putting our countrymen in jail for the same thing.
Let's go to Scott in Indianapolis. You're on with Barry Cooper. Scott, quick question. Scott in Indy going once. Scott in Indy going twice. Let's try Jim in Michigan, listening on WTKG. Hello, Jim. You're on with Barry Cooper.
Hi, Barry. I had a question. My house was raided a couple years ago, and it said they grounded the halogen bar near the front steps. I just wondered what that means.
Thanks for the call, Jim. What's a halogen bar?
I've never heard of that in my life. I would have to know more.
Let's go to...
Is that blowing out the light so they couldn't be seen?
Maybe. That might be what it is. Let's go to Mark in Texas. You're on with Barry Cooper. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, are you with me?
Yep, we got you. Quick question.
Yeah, I'll run it down real fast for you. I read on the internet that Marinol has been changed to a Schedule 3 drug and could be prescribed by a doctor. This may be a way to get around the illegal drug test. And I'll say real quick that I get 100% Social Security disability, and I spend it on marijuana, and I smoke it, and I think the U.S. government's paying for my pot.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
That's my comment. More power to you. Great job.
Yeah. Also, in regards to the Marinol thing, the Marinol has some uses, but there are plenty of people that need smokable marijuana for their medicinal purposes, and that's just a fact. It's just more effective in for a variety of different ways. Barry, great. I'm so glad we had you on the show. Everybody should head over to your website at nevergetbusted.com. And Barry, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Barry.
You bet. Tell them I personally answer all my emails.
Awesome. We'll have you on again. Barry, have a great weekend. And the rest of you as well, be safe. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People